League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
How I'm breaking while you fall asleep. Little do you know.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to another edition of News on the Go. And this is your host, Ashwin, still suffering from a cold. And he's going to be sniffling his way through this podcast as well. So that's a warning. Diving right in on the news today. UP, Punjab and Goa results. There's a storm stellar that whips the US Northeast. South Korea's former president is questioned by prosecutors. Japan's parliament considers the emperor's abdication. French presidential candidate François Fillon is under formal investigation. Volkswagen changed its tune about Fiat. And MIT is handing out a $250,000 prize for disobedience. Yes, $250,000, that's right. First piece on the news today is giving you a roundup of what happened in the elections. UP, there's BJP that has a landslide victory, so BJP is definitely forming government there. Punjab has Congress in the majority with Aam Aadmi Party in the opposition. And Goa belongs to the BJP with Manohar Parrikar taking the chief ministership after quitting his defense ministry. A storm stellar that whips the US Northeast. The monster snowstorm expected to bring winds of up to 60 miles per hour and reduce visibility to zero put 31 million people under blizzard warning and has already resulted in the cancellation of over 7,000 flights and the Falcon 9 rocket. CNN predicts the heaviest snow between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. European time. The storm also caused Donald Trump's Tuesday meeting with Angela Merkel to be rescheduled for Friday. The two are expected to discuss strengthening the NATO alliance, collaborating in the fight against terrorism, and taking steps to resolve the conflict in Ukraine. Next piece on the news today is South Korea's former president being questioned by prosecutors. Park Jun-hae, stripped of her presidential immunity when she was removed from office this week, is being investigated for bribery, extortion, and abuse of power. It's been a while since this investigation has been on. I'm hoping this comes to an end soon. Japan's parliament considers the emperor's abdication. A draft bill would allow Emperor Akihito to step down to allow his son Naruhito to rule. The compromise legislation allows the possibility of future abdications, but assures that no emperor will be forced out against his will. French presidential candidate François Fillon is under formal investigation. The center-right politician is trailing in his polls after a wide-ranging scandal over huge public payments to family members. Fillon previously promised to withdraw if a formal investigation was declared, but he really hasn't acted on it. Changed its tune about Fiat after dismissing merger rumors last week. Volkswagen CEO Matthias Müller refused to rule out a deal. He told reporters it would be very helpful if Fiat CEO Sergio Maricon were to communicate his considerations to me and not just to you. You referring to the media. Earlier, Volkswagen CEO had dismissed all rumors, but now has been a little neutral about it. Last piece in the news today is that MIT is handing out a $250,000 prize for disobedience. The award will go to someone who takes a personal risk to create a positive change for society. The idea came after a realization that there's widespread frustration from people trying to figure out how can we effectively harness responsible ethical disobedience aimed at challenging our norms to benefit society. That's interesting. So if you're disobedient and channel that to actually question the norms for the benefit of the society, MIT has $250,000 waiting to give to you. That's all for the news today, guys. On the 15th of March, it's the middle of the week. Hope you're beating your blues and getting to work. I will see you tomorrow same time. In the meanwhile, I'm leaving you with Little Do You Know by Alex and Sierra.
You're hurting while I'm sound asleep. Little do you know.
Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.